We all spend literally years of our lives in our kitchens. But have you ever really stopped to think why the modern kitchen looks the way it does? The Museum of Modern Art in New York recently acquired the mother of all modern kitchens, including yours, unless you're Amish. The prototype was developed in Germany, and it's known as the Frankfurt Kitchen.
Almost everything we know about kitchens today comes from the Frankfurt Kitchen.
Lynn Peterson designs kitchens, and today in Design for the Real World, she traces the evolution of what she calls the most important room in the house.
If you don't eat, you don't live. So first man had a kitchen. Then maybe man had a bathroom. Well, the kitchen was the first room in the house, and for a long time it was the only room. And pieces of things were added as they evolved. They were just a room that over several decades got this added, got that added. There was no design. There was no intent for the purpose. They were very random. You would have either a fireplace with a pot hanging from some sort of a rack, or later they would just stick an oven in there. The sinks were freestanding and with no work surface or drainage board or anything like that. They just worked on a big work table in the middle of the room. It was a schlep. You were schlepping from point A to point B to point C, carrying everything with you. In 1926, that all changed. With the Frankfurt Kitchen, it was the first working-class, discrete kitchen. Germany experienced a population explosion, and there was a housing crisis. And so Marguerite Schutlotsky was an Austrian architect. Wouldn't you know, it would be a woman. No surprise there. She was one of the first female architects in Austria altogether, and she was very involved in the anti-Nazi resistance. The reason German furniture is so heavy is the Germans don't like you to move anything. They want the furniture to stay where the furniture is. And so she didn't prescribe to that. One of her projects that she was involved in was design an incredibly cheap and small kitchen. And also for public housing. And then she was charged with making it incredible, making it awesome. She brought in so many things, both big and small, not just the ergonomic or the layout or the floor plan, but so many design elements that set the trends for the 20th century. The stainless steel sink. Instead of a porcelain, the double stainless steel sink, glass-doored cabinets. I mean, she was the first one to do fitted cabinets. She did her range, yes, an integrated range. Range is when you have the cooktop and the oven or stove together. She put all of her storage to the right facing of her sink, making the assumption that most people are right-handed. She's the first one to rationalize where and how we store things. I think it was haphazard and random before that you just put in a chest of drawers or a bureau or an open shelving unit or a pie rack. She was the first one that put cutlery in the cutlery drawer, spices in the spice drawer. Even as recently as 1940, the average woman spent over 5 hours a day in the kitchen. Schutlotsky's objective was very much to optimize workflow, and she did time motion studies to determine how long each step of the process took. And I think that was an incredible gift to the cook of the family, that they would minimize the amount of wasted motion we had to use in a kitchen. She wanted it to be easy for us. Now we have microwaves, so it's fun to imagine how she would have incorporated them. And I can almost look at her kitchen and say where she would have put things. You know, the microwave would have been the far right corner from the sink. If you're wondering what your oversized kitchen has to do with the Frankfurt kitchen, if you're standing at your kitchen sink and you're reaching for your cutlery drawer, it's exactly where Schutlotsky would have placed it. If you have a stainless steel sink, you're in a Schutlotsky kitchen. If you have wood cabinets, you're in glass doors, you're in one whether you know it or not. You are.
Designer Lynn Peterson You can see images of the original Frankfurt kitchen at studio360.org, and the real thing is installed at the Museum of Modern Art in New York City until March. Our story was produced by Britta Conroy Randall.